The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
Testimony campaign. Testimony campaign. Psalm 119 verse 119. You can just put it on the screen. The reason why we give testimonies and we are campaigning, it will encourage you. It will lift your hope and your faith in Christ up in Jesus' name. Amen. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. I see the Lord putting away all the wicked people, all the wicked things in your life because of the testimonies that you give about him. Amen. Amen. We have two people. Encourage Godfred to bring brief but powerful testimony about what the Lord has done for him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Good morning. About 3 weeks ago, on the 27th of July, I did my normal duties, as in I went out to give out CVs and to also check on some CVs that I have also sent. I came home, I slept on a Thursday. Little did I know that I wouldn't wake up on a Friday. My younger brother came to my room because he wanted to invite me for a program. But when he got there, he realized I was lifeless. He called me several times, I didn't respond. Then he said he realized my hand was shaking. So he then called my mother, then they took me to the hospital. I didn't hear anything or heard anything. But later on, I heard voices. I couldn't identify with the voices, but I heard one particular voice and I was able to identify with that voice. So I opened my eyes and it was LP Rosemary. So he mentioned my name and then I responded. And then she asked me whether I know who was talking with me, and I said yes, and I mentioned her name. And then she said, Bishop Saki said hi, and he's praying for me. I didn't see anything. Hello? I closed my eyes, and that was on a Saturday. So meaning that on Friday, as I passed off, I woke up briefly on a Saturday. So when I closed my eyes again and then I opened, I saw Michael, my colleague that I work with on the car park. So I asked him, what is happening? Where am I? They said I'm in the hospital. So I asked which day it was, and they told me it was a Sunday. I said, oh, I have missed church. But I want to thank God that he has actually given us a pastor after his own heart. So I believe, so when LP Rosemary said, Bishop said hi and he's praying for me, I believe he went into his closet and fought for my soul. So I'm standing here and I want to thank God for using a pastor like Bishop Saki to bless me. Hallelujah.
Wow. He's made it really brief. God bless you Actually, he should have been a dead man by now, but God saved him. For 2 days, he was out, but his pastor was praying for him. Bishop actually visited him as well. God bless you. May your testimony encourage somebody that we have a living God, and he has given us shepherds who also look after us. Amen. Last but not the least, I want to welcome our brother Charles. Charles, to give us the last testimony. Please encourage him with your clapping. Encourage him with your clapping. God is still doing great things. Amen.
Hallelujah. My testimony is about being obedient to the voice of God and to the voice of his servant, Bishop Saki. About 4 months ago, I had an opportunity. God opened a great door for me to change job. So I took up the appointment. And during my working days with my old job, since my family was in Kumasi, I used to go to Kumasi every weekend. So when I took out this new appointment, I decided to come and greet Bishop. And as usual of him, he inquired of my welfare, and I told him about this, my new job. And he said emphatically, "Charles, get a house close and move closer." And I said, "Yes, Bishop." But deep within me, looking at where my new job is, if I decide to stay closer, it will be difficult for me going up and down, especially in the morning, because I'm not having a car at the moment. But because I see him as a father, I said, as he has said it, so be it. So I told my wife, and we decided to look for a house. By the grace of God, we were going for two rooms, but we are now having a whole house at our disposal at a relatively cheaper cost. Hallelujah. Notwithstanding that, when I started the job, I have to leave home by 4 a.m. because I have to walk to the junction and pick Trotro to work. My work is at Ridge, behind Ridge. So one morning as I was going in, I said, God, you've not been fair to me. I've been paying my tithe. Look at how I'm working. Nobody's giving me lift. So I've been going. As I said that, I heard a voice clearly said, if you don't start preaching in Trotro, I will move you from Trotro. I say, how? Me, how? Now, I was not worried by the word that I have to preach, but I was worried by the stigma that people attach to people who preach in Trotro. So that was Tuesday. So I came for evening service that evening, and Bishop was preaching. That was the day that Bishop preached about John chapter 12, verse 1 to 12, I believe. And he preached about the opportunities. When Bishop was preaching, the voice came again that this is the word. Start preaching it in Trotro. So the following day, which was Wednesday, as I was going, I was planning how I'm going to start. So I prayed that God grant me the confidence to preach this word. So I stood in Trotro and to try to let people become and do away with this schema, I say, I am Charles. I attend Lighthouse Chapel International. Bishop Dag is my father.
That's
and
it.
People were quiet. So
that's it.
I tried to preach the word, and I hope I did my best. But when I sat down, tears were in my eyes. So the following day, I said, God, I finished. Not again. But the voice, came again. I didn't preach. So Friday, I went to Kumasi and I told my wife, I said, Mommy, do you know something? God said, if I don't preach in Trotro, he will not remove me from Trotro. And she started laughing at me. I said, no, don't laugh. You see, it's not easy to preach in Trotro. He said, why is it that you've been preaching in Accra? When you come to Kumasi, you don't preach in Trotro. I said, why won't you also try it? So I returned. I returned on Friday, the following week, as I was going to work. It was drizzling. And as it was drizzling, I removed my jacket. So I moved. When the rain subsided, then I get into the back onto the road again. So as I was doing that, before I get to the junction, I saw a black Jeep. It stopped by me, and the man beckoned me to join him. So I joined the car coolly, and he drove me. As we were driving, he introduced himself to me and also introduced myself to him. As we were going, he asked me where I'm working, and I told him where I'm working. He said, I'm dropping you there. I said, thank you. So he drove straight to where I am working, and he dropped me there. He said, when are you closing? I said, I'll close at 5. He said, I'll come and pick you.
Wow. Let's give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah.
Testimony time.
And the man gave me his complimentary car. Now, when I saw the complimentary card, not when the man is working with UN, United Nations, one of the organizations, and he was a big man, which I don't want to go into details. So after five, I said, I won't call this man. And he rather called me that, Charles, are you close? I'm coming to pick you. And he came and he picked me and he dropped me and he told me every day, walk to my house. This is my house. I'll pick you. I'll drop you and bring you back.
Wow.
And since then, the man has been picking me, dropping me. Sometimes I try not to let him come and pick me, but he will call me and tell me that I'm coming to pick you. So he's been dropping me, this man working at UN, dropping me to and fro. Now, my junior brother, who sells car in town? Sometimes when I want to go to some place, I go, I say, brother, give me a car. And he give me one of the Alliance's car. Then I'll use, when I come and put it down because they are selling it. He called me and said, brother, do you know something? There is this car, there's no pressure on it. I'm going to put insurance on you for you so that you'll be using it. Anytime I need it, I'll come for it. Brethren, by the grace of God, that car is parked in the house right now and I'm using it anytime, anyhow.
Wow.
Hallelujah. 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 So I want to say a big thank you to God and to our Father Bishop and to encourage everybody to be obedient to the servant that God has given us. The last straw that broke the camel's back. Recently, I was there when Bishop called me and said, Charles, I want you to be part of those who are going to clean this place. I said, wow, what a great promotion. So the following day, I sent him a message. I said, Papa, thank you for promoting me to be a cleaner in this place. And Papa sent me this text. He said, look, Charles, I need not to consult you, just to impose it on you. So thank you. And I said, Papa, thank you. Papa, thank you for imposing it on me. I believe there's a blessing coming. God bless you.
Wow. Let's give the Lord a shout. Your testimony is coming very soon. Amen.
Come on, stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are we excited this morning? What a blessing it is to be in church. The church is like light soup. Everything is inside. From worship to learning of songs to dancing to drama to testimonies to what else? To preaching. Isn't it amazing? Is it amazing? Is it fantastic? Is it supernatural? Is it a beautiful church? Why don't you clap your hands and give the Lord a shout? Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for today. We appreciate you and we love you. Grateful to you for this privilege we have to receive your word. I pray that the short time we have here, your word will come alive to us, impact our lives, change our lives, establish your purpose in our lives, and be glorified. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Beautiful. If you have a testimony, please see Reverend Pazzi, because everybody must have a testimony in the church. The more you give, anytime you give your testimony, God will give you 10 different stories, 10 different miracles. I'm telling you, if you dare, some of you think that, oh, what God has done is very small, but if you dare to give that testimony, God will do 10 times. Remember, Bible tells us about these lepers who came to see Jesus and they were healed. And the Bible says that, and when they were going away and they discovered they were healed, one of them, only one, turned back and came to Jesus to testify of what Jesus has done. The Bible says that, and Jesus said that, you have made whole. To be healed and to be made whole are different things. Though if you are healed, the sickness will come back. If you are made whole, it will never come back. So that means that when the man came to give a testimony, his leprosy never came back. May a testimony bring a permanent miracle in your life in Jesus' name. Say amen. So we are grateful to God. Thank God for Godfrey. Godfrey died. He actually died. He's never had an experience. He just, you know, it happened. Aaron Pazzi made them rush through because of time. But I told him to let them rush through. So, but you see, actually, he was in his room. And he wasn't coming out. And his brother went in because normally he wake up, he come out in the morning, 5, 6. But getting late in the morning, he wasn't coming out. When they went, he was unconscious on the bed. So if nobody was at home, he would have died. He had passed out on the bed. And he hadn't come, so they just went to check on and found that he was unconscious on the bed, and he passed out again and hospital for some time. But bless God for his anointing and for his healing. Say amen. And we thank God, amen. And we bless God. So let's all get involved. And Charles, that was a beautiful testimony. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to find something to do for the Lord. Preaching in Toronto is not easy. I tell you, before you start to speak, someone will get up and say, Mitoko Kwedro, you see what I'm saying? You have make sign of cross. I wonder, how do I start? But if you start it, God will promote you. Amen. Hallelujah. And again, like he ended a testimony, everybody must find something to do in the church. Amen. Find something to do in the church. I told Charles, be one of the cleaners. Come and clean the church. Come and join us. The three of them, three people are supervising and also helping. Come and see how they mop and lie on the floor and clean and making the place beautiful for us. Why would God not clean your life up? Amen. Right. Can I share with you something very briefly? By the way, our fasting, this is the last week of our fasts. We are ending this weekend. Amen. Have you enjoyed the time of fasting? You have been fasting from morning till 3. Am I right? Now, this is the last week. So, we are moving to 6 p.m. You are not clapping. Unbelievers, you are not clapping. So, this week, we are moving from morning, Monday, up to 6 p.m. Tuesday, 6 p.m. Wednesday, 6 p.m. Thursday, 6 p.m. Friday, we have an all-night prayer service. Now, this week's prayer and fasting is deliverance week. I said it's a deliverance week. Anything that's bound you, afflicted you, held on to your life and your family or your destiny, this week it will be torn apart from you in Jesus' name. Let those who believe shout amen. Amen. Are you still in church? Push your name and ask him, are you still in church? It's going to be a good week for you. Any habits that has controlled you, the yoke shall be lifted because of the anointing. Anything that controls the life of your family and your destiny, it shall be turned away and broken off in Jesus' name. So make sure you're part of it. We wake up and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray at various times. And then Friday, the fasting is not ending at 6. Friday morning, the fasting will end after the all night on Saturday morning. Unbelievers are not clapping. Unbelievers are not clapping. You don't understand. Should I explain it? I should explain it. Should I explain it? What I mean is that Monday to Thursday, we are ending the fast at 6. But Friday, when you start fasting, you end on Saturday morning. We are going to see survivors here. Only drink a lot of water. Should I add juice? Should I add juice? I think she votes. How many of you want just pure water, only water? Can I see your hand? How many want either juice or tea or something? Hey! Look, the church of God is not democracy. Do you understand? Yeah, it's autocracy. God is in charge. And we are himself. So I am the bishop and I'm deciding that I am taking the decision that the fasting will be water and tea and juice. Look at you. Please, it is not ice kenke. If you mash kenke, it is not juice. Do you understand? Cocoa is not juice. Eh? Yeah. Coconut water is okay, but not the inside of the coconut. No, lion soup is not juice at all. He said there's no fish here. I'm not eating fish. Lion soup is not juice. Please. I'm telling you, if you do, I'll cancel all the juice out. Pardon? Medicine. Are you there? All right. So please, no matter how light you make that Gary soakings, it's not juice. All right? So juice, tea, or whatever, you'll survive it. But make sure you come for the all night. Every day we're going to meet from 5 p.m. till 8, and then till about 9, thereabout. Yeah, and then on Friday, it's going to be 10 p.m. till 4 a.m., and then we break the fast. What do you think about that? It's going to be powerful. Amen. I want to give you just 3 points today before we close. I want to talk to you about how to know your enemy and defeat him. Amen. How to know your enemy and defeat him. Some of us have suffered defeat for a long time, but your days of defeat are over. You should have shouted amen. How to know your enemy and defeat him. Now, you need to understand. I said, are you there? My mother is in church. Mom, God bless you. Nice to see you. Hallelujah. She said, she has said about the beautiful church, and today she's coming to church here. And I'm sure she's not disappointed. Hallelujah. How to know your enemy and defeat him. Life is a battle. Am I talking to anybody here? Life, Bible tells us, it's a war. Life is a race. Life is a journey. There are many descriptions of life in the Bible. Amen. It's a journey. It's a journey that we are going, and you must purposefully go on the journey and finish the journey. Amen. Are you there? It's a journey, but you finish your journey well in Jesus' name. Are you there? Life is a race. You've got to run and run with determination. Paul said that I'm not somebody who is just beating about the bush. I'm not shadow boxing, but I aim at the target. I need to be able to run well so that after I've won others for Christ, I will not be disqualified. Are you there? When you run a race, you can be disqualified. If you have take false starts, or you make a mistake, or you go off the track, you veer off to somebody's track. So there are various things you must look at if you run the journey, you're running the race of life. But you finish your race in Jesus' name. You finish in grand style. Say amen, somebody. Right. And then life is a war. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. May you be a fighter. And may you win your battles in Jesus' name. You win. You win. The further you walk here today into this church, you are getting yourself ready to win every battle that will confront you in Jesus' name. You will not end your life in shame and disgrace. Did you hear what I said? You will not end your life in humiliation and disgrace. You will not end your life in sickness and in disease. May you finish your race and fight and win every battle in Jesus' name. And you need to understand that the enemy of your soul is not your mother-in-law. I know why you're quiet. What a shock. Are you there? Yeah. Your enemy is not your landlord. Your enemy is not your husband or your boss. There's an enemy that I'm going to help you to know and understand him. You know, in the art of war, if you are going to, if nations invest into learning about their enemies. That is why America, they have spies in Russia. Russia's has spies in America. Every country, if you like, has spies of other supposed enemies who are looking at various things. What is the strength? Look, if you are going to fight, boxers are going to fight, They watch the fight of their opponents. All the fight that they have fought. They watch and see, what are this man's strengths? Where can, maybe his jabs, whatever. He's very dodging, whatever. They study the enemy's strength. And also study the enemy's weaknesses. Am I talking to anybody here? They watch his soccer players. They watch teams. This man, they watch the opponent's matches several times so that they can see maybe the left wing is weaker. So let's take the ball there. They learn. That is what makes a coach a coach. A coach is able to train his people and also puncture into holes into the enemy's camp. Whatever, he studies the enemy's weaknesses and is able to get his people ready enough to be able to fight and win. I see you winning in Jesus' name. You take me as a coach. I'm coaching you. I say, I'm coaching you. You will not lose the matches again. Some people are almost about to be relegated. You will not be relegated. You are coming up with strength. Strength is coming to your life. You will win in Jesus' name. I say, you win in Jesus' name. Are you here? So quickly, just for a few minutes. Now, turn your Bible with me to, all right, let's look at one or two scriptures. I tell them, give you 3 out of 20. 20 ways to annoy your enemy and defeat him. I'm preaching. Can I preach? Are you ready for the word of God? Are you ready to be blessed? John chapter 6, verse 70. John chapter 6, verse 70. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Devil. Hey, what a shock. Have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a what? Now, it means that for every 12, there's possible one person is a devil. So let's start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Which of them is the devil? I chose you 12, and one of you is a devil. Now, the word devil comes from the word diabolos. Somebody said diabolos. I didn't hear you. Are you there? Now, diabolos means somebody who is very cruel and wicked. Are you there? You see, I need you to understand, church, the devil is not your friend. The devil wants to hurt you. He wants to harm you. He wants to destroy your home. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your future. He wants to destroy your church. He does not like you. I'm saying something. There's somebody called the devil. He does not like you. He doesn't want things to get well with you. Diabolos is a very cruel, wicked person. Wicked person. And that is the name of the enemy of your soul. He is the devil. So you see, when we say we are praying, when we say we are starting to pray, don't think that the devil is a friend that you are playing along with. You know, if you watch, there's a movie that I watched recently. This guy is able to play with snakes, cobras, and all types of snakes. And then, and even, you know, all these types of snakes. One day, he used to the cobras. He thought, oh, I know them. But the cobra is always a cobra. A snake is always a snake. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's always a snake. So one day, playing around, now, pim, he's dead. In Cote d'Ivoire, there is a man who used to look after the president's crocodiles. The president had a lot of crocodiles, huge ones. And this guy has fed the crocodiles for almost 10 years. No, the crocodiles know him. He goes with them, he plays with them, sits on them, feeds them. They know him very, very well. One day, in front of people, in front of tourists and all that, as they watched the crocodile, the man was feeding and playing the crocodile snore. Ow! Beat the man, and they ate the man right in front of everybody. Cameras and human beings watching the man. I need you to understand that the devil is a wicked devil. He has an evil agenda against you. He wants you to die before your time. He wants you to destroy your future. He wants you to destroy your business. But in this season, may you have divine authority to overcome every wickedness in Jesus' name. The devil's agenda will fail. I say his agenda will fail. Somebody shout amen. That is why I'm teaching you to know him, and you can defeat him. You can defeat the devil. Lift your hand and say, I can defeat the devil. Lift your hand and say it again, I can defeat the devil. You are not saying like you believe. Say, I can defeat the devil. Say, devil, I declare, I am, say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God is giving me power over all your works. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? I see victorious people sitting here. As I see victorious people sitting here, I've been a pastor for a long time. I've seen people who seem to be doing well, but diabolos, the wicked one, the cruel, evil one, are coming to intercept and interfere with their lives. And a beautiful life now looks messed up. But we are stopping it now. I said we are stopping it now. Shout amen. Number two. The second name of your enemy is Satan. Job chapter 1 verse 6. Job chapter 1 verse number 6. What does it say? Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Satan goes to church. What a shock. I was saying about you, do I really know you? Ask him or her. No, I say, don't you understand English? Ask your neighbor, do I really know you? Do I really know you? Oh, please ask him well. Do I really know you? Because Satan also comes to church. Hey, what a shock. This is not an ordinary church show at Botiano. This was a church where God was the senior pastor. God himself was the senior pastor of the church. And Satan went and was singing in the choir. I mean, he also arrived. God says, are you saying church? It's amazing. Are you asking him? What a shock. No, I'm telling you. Bible said that the sons of God gathered, presented themselves before God, and Satan came, also came. Are you there? And what does it mean? This Satan I'm talking about, this is the first time the name Satan is introduced in the Bible. Satan is the archenemy of both God and man. He is an archenemy. Arch means number one, the most important, the primary, the chiefest. He is an archenemy of God and man. Because he was with God. He was a member of God's church. He was the praise and worship leader. All praise and worship leaders, pray for them. In God's church. And then he turned against God. And when he turned against God, he fought against God. And he was thrown down on earth. And then he began to fight against man. So God's number one enemy is Satan. And your number one enemy is not MPP or NDC. Your number one enemy is Satan. But you have authority. Say, I have authority. Are you there? I said, are you there? Can I give you the third one? Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Revelation chapter 12, verse number 10. Now push your neighbor and say, hey, don't sleep. Because, you know, some of you, Satan wants you to sleep so that you're not here. He's being exposed. But we're exposing him. When you have a house and there are rats in your kitchen, you must not pretend there are no rats in your kitchen. You have to go and buy rat poison and put bread, expose the bread or the piece of kenke, put it on the plate and leave it. The rat will come. But poison the kenke with poison. Look, I'm going to give you spiritual poison. Say amen. Amen. Number three is what? The accuser of the brethren. That is your enemy's third name. He is the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Wow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's somebody called the accuser. Accuser. Accuser of the brethren. Somebody's accusing you. Have you ever met somebody who accuses before? Accuse something that you have not done. I know you. You did this. And you cannot defend yourself. When you meet a real accuser, it's not going to be easy. They can say things and point fingers and all that. The Bible says that now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, because the accuser of the brethren has been cast down. When the accusation, there's no strength. If you have a home where husband and wife are accusing each other, you have a home, you have a workplace where you're accusing one another, there's no strength. Bible says that the accuser, somebody's called the accuser of the, he's always looking for faults. We are not perfect. Oh, you are perfect. Unprofitable servant, are you perfect? Yes. If your tie is not straight, how can you be a perfect when your tie is not straight? Come. Does this boy here look perfect? Eh? Not at all. Why are you saying not at all so loudly? What are your faults?
Plenty.
A lot, Bishop.
A lot. Eh? Even West Coast doesn't have some. Very soon you come and tell me he has a beloved. What a shock. He's not perfect. He has a lot of faults. Everything your shirt here is not so straight. Yeah. If I tell you move your shoe right now, maybe they'll hold your socks. You should remove your shoe. He said, he's begging me that you didn't remove his shoes. Yes. Yes. The sender may come from the socks. It's not going to be easy. Everybody has faults. Look at this. This boy is full of faults. So now, if I say, look at you. You don't know how to dress. Look at, why are you wearing a pink shirt and a pink tie? Your tie is not straight. Look at that. You see, he's not perfect already. But the more I point fingers and accuse him, the weaker and weaker, and he loses confidence. Do you understand? Because if he was coming to preach, or if he came to say something, and say, oh, your tie is, maybe he get confused, because he loses confidence. Because there's something wrong with me. So I cannot really be confident anymore. When you are accused, you lose confidence. So the devil's intention is to make you lose confidence in yourself, make you feel that you're good for nothing. I'm not good at all. I can't do anything right. Always accuse. The Bible says that he accuses them before God day and night. If you come to this church, it's quite a beautiful church. I think it's a beautiful church. But we are still not there yet. Are we there yet? We are not there yet. There are things that we need to work on. The sound is not as good as it can be. The choir, sometimes they sing well, sometimes they don't sing so well. I mean, we are now painting up the places, the road to the place is not good. All of it is, we know it already. But if you can say, what type of church is this? Before you go, the road is so much better. We know the road is, don't come and, magnify our faults. And after all, it's not even our fault. We are not a Ghana government to make the road. But you see, there's so many things that may not be perfect with the church. But then, if you come, and all you do is to find fault, you weaken the church. Do you understand what I'm saying? You weaken the church. You make the church weak by accusing. If you come and begin to accuse me, I'm the bishop, but I can become weak. I can lose confidence in my... But I refuse to lose confidence because of you in Jesus' name. Amen. I said amen. That is why sometimes the choir doesn't sing well. But we tell you, we say clap for them, clap for them, because they may not have sung well, but they are getting there by the grace of God. And they will get there. They will get there. My preaching has gotten better since you started clapping for me. What a shock. I don't need accusation. I need encouragement. Say, Bishop, say it again. Olivia, are you there? I don't need accusation. I need encouragement. Hallelujah. If you accuse me, you weaken me. But if you encourage me, you strengthen me. Anybody who accuses is working for the devil. What a word. What a word. Are you there? Wives, don't accuse your husbands. Your husband is trying. He's not so bad. Are you there? Encourage him. Oh, you have done well. Honey, you have done well. Say nice things to him. Amen. Encourage him. Because if you accuse him, he gets weaker and weaker. Husbands, don't accuse your wives. You don't know how to cook. You don't cook like my mother. Do you know how many years my mother has cooked? My mother is older than my wife. So how can I compare my wife to my mother's food? She has cooked for more than 50 years. My wife is now learning how to, moving on. So there's no way I can compare. So rather than accusing, I'll clap for her. I will encourage her. I'll say, you have done well. And to make her stronger and stronger and stronger. Come on, shout amen. Amen. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. I want to build a church of encouragers. I said, I want to build a church of encouragers. Who say, Bishop, you are doing well. Who say, choir, you have done well. Who say, you are looking nice. Oh, may you sit by encouragers when you come to church. Wow. Ask your neighbor, sit by you. Are you an encourager? Are you an encourager? Okay, find something nice to say about your neighbor. George, don't look at me. Find something nice to say about her. Find something nice. You see, the reason why you can't find anything to say is because you are not used to encouraging people. If I say find a fault, you would have found fault easily. I'm preaching. I said, if I say find a fault, you have found fault very easily. Nice to see you. See me after church. Wow. Look, stand up. Let's see how beautiful you are looking, husband and wife. Wow. Are they looking gorgeous? Why don't you clap for them? Are they not looking nice? Why don't you find something nice to say about somebody? Rather than always say, look at them. They think they're nice armor. Oh, jealousy is worrying you. The devil is using you. The accuser of the brethren is using you. Rather tell them, my Lord, I like this blue. And I like your blue shoes. Ah, it's beautiful. It's working. And I like your blue beads around your... Come on, clap for somebody right here. There is an enemy who is called accuser of the brethren. Now is come strength. Now is come salvation. Now is come the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Because the accuser of the brethren has been cast away. Anytime you have an accuser around you, cast him away. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. Change him. Move him away. You will become stronger and better. What a word. What a word. Are you there? I said, if you have a friend who is an accuser, cast him away. Change that friend. Change him. I don't want somebody who's always telling me negative things. It will never work. You will never do well. Your business will never work. I don't want a friend. I want a friend who will tell me God is on your side. You will do well. You will not fail. God will help you. God is fighting for you. You are excelling. You are overcoming. You are prevailing in Jesus' name. Lift your hand and give the Lord a shout. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. Years ago when I met our bishop, Bishop Doug Mills, for me, He is the most anointed preacher I've ever heard. And every time he preaches, I'm blessed. I was surprised some people said they were not blessed. But for me, even when he coughs, I'm blessed. May you be a person who encourages and speaks well of people around you. Shout amen. Are you there? Husband, gentlemen, may you marry an encouraging lady. I said an encouraging lady. Who says, oh, as for my husband, if I had not married you, I don't know where I would go today. You are the reason. The other day, our married counselor, Sister Monica, can you stand? She's nervous. She said, Bishop, I want you to talk to my husband. I said, hey. Husband is sweating. She said, Bishop, please, I want you to call my husband right now and talk to him. He's outside. I said, what? He said, Bishop, I am so blessed to marry such a man. I want you to tell him how much I love him. I want you to tell him how much I appreciate him. Hey, stand up, husband, stand up, stand up, stand up. I said, stand up. I mean, she told me, Bishop, please, I want you to call him right now and tell him I really appreciate him. All the efforts. He's caring. He's loving. He's handsome. He's sweet. He's wonderful. Louise, your wife deserves a kiss. Go and kiss her. Go and kiss her. One more time. Add an offering. Stand to your feet. Let's give the Lord a shout of praise, a shout of thanksgiving, a shout of appreciation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. We drive out every spirit of accusation around us. We drive it out. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up high and begin to thank the Lord that the enemy is being exposed. I have 17 more things to tell you. But lift your hands this morning and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. That the devil, Satan, Diabolos, the wicked one, will not have free course in my life again. The wicked, the destroyer, will not have free course in my life again. Pray, say, the accuser of the brethren, he will not come close to me anymore. Ha kabato rakandi rabosi zikabato shindiriando. Lift your hands up and bless him. Bless him. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. You're walking to a new season of your life. A new season. Michael Kasita Zonki Matondiza Rakibota Fadiriha Rakato Rondiri Bahata Zikato Shabadi. Oh, lift your hand and thank him. Say, Lord, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. It's a good day. Thank you, Father, for good friends. Thank you for a good church. Thank you for a good group I belong. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for good pastors you have given me. Thank you for life. Find a reason to bless the name of the Lord. Don't accuse God. In the name of Jesus. Now join your hand to somebody to your left or your right and pray, say, Lord, make him an encourager. Make her an encourager. Through her, may somebody be encouraged. Through him, may somebody be strengthened. Through his life and through the things he says, may somebody find hope. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. In the name of Jesus. Zikaroka bata, reidi, zumbla kitoshi, mahandiri bata. Ah, rakatoshaka, zikabato rondiki baha, mahandiri bo shiki baha. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. What a day, what a day, what a day. Make my brother an encourager. Make my sister an encourager. Oh yes, through his life, through her life, let strength come. Let salvation come. Let it come, Lord. Let it come, Lord. Let it come, Lord. Karoka basombra kafati. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we thank you for this morning. We honor you today. We bless you for this opportunity we've had to receive your word. I pray, oh God, that you be gracious to us, that the enemy shall be exposed, and you will not hide in our homes. You will not hide in our lives. You will not hide in our offices. You will not hide in our churches anymore. In the name of Jesus, give us power, give us strength to overcome every enemy, and the enemy that have been directed against our well-being, against our health, against our success, against our prosperity, against our progress, we bind them in Jesus' name. May we walk in victory and we experience your favor and your help. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. And somebody shouted amen. I want you to move out of your chair, hug five people and tell them, I love you by force. I love you. Tell him, I love you by force. Oh, hug him, hug her, hug him. Tell him, let him feel the love, the warmth in your hug, the warmth in your hug. Somebody needs an encouraging hug. Somebody needs an encouraging hug this morning. Tell him, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you by force. Tell him, tell her, I love you by force. Somebody has missed a hug. Somebody has longing for a hug. Somebody gets to tell him, I love you. Not for any reason, just for the fact that he needs some assurance in his life. Have you hugged five people already? Add five, make it ten, make it ten, make it ten. I said, make it ten, make it ten. Add five to your hugs, make it ten. Tell him, I love you, I really love you, I love you. I love you, I love you by force. I'm glad we are in the same team. I'm glad we're on the same side. I'm glad, hug him and hug her. Speak to him, speak to her. Tell him how much you I like you, I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all part of God's body.
I need you.
I need you. You need me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree
with me. We're all a part of God's
body. It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me.
I need you to survive. I pray for you.
I pray for you.
You pray for me.
You pray for me.
I love you.
I love you. I need you to survive.
I won't harm you.
I won't harm you.
With
words from my mouth.
I love you.
I
pray for you.
I pray for you.
You pray for me.
You pray for me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you to survive.
I won't harm you.
I won't harm you.
With words from my mouth.
With words from my mouth.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you to
survive. It is His will.
It is His will
that every need be supplied.
You are.
You are important to me. I need.
Hallelujah. I need your words. I need your smile. I need your hug. I woman needs your words of encouragement. She needs your words. She needs your smile. He needs your hug. He needs you to survive. Can I have an amen? May God help us. May we be an encouraging church. I say, may we be an encouraging church. A church that admires and encourages one another. Amen. And may we see strength come to our church. May we see salvations in our church. May we see the power of God, the kingdom of God, the power of His Christ. Close your eyes with me. Close your eyes with me. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Before we leave here this morning, maybe somebody invited you to come to church. You are not sure you're born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Today, this Sunday morning, when you say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I want Jesus to come into my heart, and I want to be born again. If you're here this morning, and you want Jesus to come into your heart, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand. Let me pray for you. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Lift it high. Higher than your head. Higher than your head. I see your hand. I see your hand. Several of you, lift it up high. Don't hesitate. Lift it. You lift your hand up high. It's a beautiful day. It's a new day. It's a day of your salvation. It's your day that God is turning your life around. Lift your hand up high. I see your hands. I see your hands. Father, thank you for every hand lifted up this morning. I pray that each one of them will experience your salvation, your forgiveness, your mercies. If you have lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to come to me in the front here. Just come. I want to pray for you specially. Happy day. Oh, yes.
Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away, He taught me how to watch and pray.
Watch and pray.
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Now close your eyes with me and say this prayer after me. Every one of you in front here, make this your personal prayer, and the whole church join us as we say this prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. I want to serve you. I want to follow you. I want to walk with you the rest of my life. From today, I am yours and you are mine. From today, I promise to follow you and to serve you the rest of my days. Thank you, Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, you can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening. I'm there all the time. I love you, and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the tent on fire. God bless you.